Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
Demography is the statistical study of human populations. Little is known about the demographics of Native Americans prior to the European settlement of Northeast Louisiana. Abundant archaeological evidence indicates that Indians frequented this area for at least 10,000 years, but that their population levels fluctuated drastically across time. Large, intricate sites such as Poverty Point and Watson Break supported many people, but their cultures vanished thousands of years before Europeans became established. One thing is known for sure. When French Canadian trappers entered the area in the mid-1700s, the only folks around were small, itinerant bands of natives. European settlement progressed from the eastern seaboard. Many Northeast Louisiana settlers were second or third generation Americans born in Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi. They were farmers and cleared the fertile lands along the banks of the major waterways. By 1860, just prior to the Civil War, there were four times as many people in East and West Carroll parishes as in Ouachita Parish today. The population of Tensaw Parish was three times that of Ouachita, and even the hill country of Union Parish supported twice the population of Ouachita. The state as a whole was still rural, even though one out of four citizens lived in New Orleans. In spite of the economic devastation of the Civil War, the population continued to increase, but the pattern changed. By 1900, Ouachita Parish was the most populated. The 1990 census indicated that Ouachita Parish had seven times the people of East and West Carroll parishes, while Tensaw Parish has less than half the population it had in 1860. Ouachita's is now 30 times greater than it was then. Madison Parish lost 22% of its population just between 1980 and 1990. The reasons for the demographic shifts through time are complex, but natural resources were always the driving force behind human settlement patterns and subsequent migrations. People were first attracted to abundant wildlife for subsistence. Later immigrants sought fertile soils for agriculture and waterways for transportation. The evolution of technology allowed alteration of the environment on a landscape scale and the exploitation of natural resources heretofore unavailable. Most people lived where the resources were located, on the farms or in the small sawmill towns. Without exception, resources were used up faster than they could be regenerated. Market hunted, depleted wildlife populations, the virgin forest were cut. Soils in the hill parishes were impoverished. Natural gas production plummeted. People moved on. Continuing technological advances reduced the need of on-site manual labor and allowed people to concentrate in cities farther from the resources. People can now efficiently travel out to the resources or bring them to the cities and towns for processing and utilization. Demographic vacillations in Northeast Louisiana will continue as it has for thousands of years. The direction will depend on the status of our natural resources and our ability to use them wisely.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.